In 1922, a time of intense efforts aimed at finding evidence for the theory of evolution, Henry Fairfield Osborn, director of the American Museum of Natural History, announced that he had discovered a fossil molar tooth dating back to the Pliocene epoch near Snake Valley in West Nebraska. It was commonly agreed, on the basis of one single tooth, that this belonged to a so-called ape man. Profound scientific debates were initiated on the subject, which was in fact nothing more than a fantasy. The fossil, which sparked off great controversy, was given the name of Nebraska Man. Nebraska Man was also immediately given a scientific name, Hesperopithecus Harold Cooke. Many authorities supported Osborn. On the basis of this single tooth, reconstructions were made of Nebraska Man's skull and body. They went even further and published illustrations of Nebraska Man with his wife and children and their natural environment. Once again, evolutionists began mobilizing all the means at their disposal for a fictitious scenario. William Bryan, a politician from the state of Nebraska, correctly maintained that the evidence regarding Nebraska Man was totally inadequate, that the evidence available proved nothing, and that people needed to wait for a while longer. Aware that they would be left without their only so-called evidence, evolutionist scientists immediately counterattacked and began issuing statements to the effect that Bryan's mindset was outdated and far from being scientific. Other parts of the skeleton were discovered in 1927. According to these, the original tooth belonged neither to an ape nor a human being. It was realized that the tooth belonged to an extinct species of American wild boar. An article by William Gregory in Science magazine, which announced this error, was titled, "Hesperopithecus Apparently Not an Ape Nor a Man." As a result, Hesperopithecus Harold Cooke and his family were hurriedly removed from the relevant literature. Yet, as usual, evolutionists continued to behave as if nothing had happened,